Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Happy Being Well. We're going to be talking about the importance of exercise, and we're going to be discussing why we need to exercise, why it's so important, and how it truly, truly can benefit our lives. Before we dive deep, we have a message from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by happybeingwell.com. Happybeingwell.com carries the best selection of natural products for your self-care pleasures, including high fashion, high comfort yoga leggings, crystals, sage, natural candles, natural soaps, natural face masks, and more. Go to happybeingwell.com to subscribe to our newsletter and get 10% off your purchase, including free shipping in the USA.
And we're back. So this is, and I've been there myself, you know, when we're busy with work in the past, like years ago, it's so easy. One of the first things we neglect to do when we're stressed out is to exercise. Research has proven that exercise is tremendous in helping us relax. Regular exercise frees your mind and your body. It can improve your mood, increase your self-esteem, reduce anxiety, promote sleep, reduce high blood pressure, and helps with weight loss. So, how does exercise help you relax? So, exercise stimulates our appetite. Those who exercise regularly tend to eat better, and good nutrition helps your body to manage stress more effectively. Exercising causes the release of the body's natural painkillers, endorphins, which release or reduce anxiety and leave you feeling relaxed and in a better mood. Exercise releases adrenaline, which builds up in your body when you're stressed. Muscular movement enables the body systems to work more efficiently, removing toxins. Physical activity makes you feel more confident about your body. Exercise forces you to make time for yourself, distracting you from daily pressures, which will in turn reduce stress. Repetitive exercise, such as walking, running, or swimming, is an opportunity for reflection, meditation, and mental relaxation. Regular exercise will make you tired and help you sleep better. Exercise promotes deep breathing, which is a key to relaxation. And deep breathing will supply more oxygen to the brain, which improves mental stamina. Practicing yoga is a great way of both improving your physical health and reducing stress. Any physical activity for that matter, you know, even if you're just starting out, walking, going for a hike, going to the gym, using the treadmill, running on the treadmill, any physical activity. But yoga is great. I'm a big fan of yoga, because it really truly helps improve your mental concentration in order to stay in a certain yoga pose for a certain amount of time. It is important to choose an activity you enjoy, because you are then much more likely to stick to it. Find an activity that suits your personality and think of exercise as a joy and a means of relaxation rather than a chore. This is key. It's all about what we attach meaning to certain things and not think of it as a chore. If we just think of it as time for relaxation, we're more inclined and more propelled to do the activity. If you can keep to a regular program for at least 6 months, the chances are that you will continue for much longer. Consider your physical limitations and don't push your body too severely. Build up gradually, especially if you have not exercised for a while. you don't have to give a lot of time or join a gym or spend lots of money to become fit. As little as 10 minutes a day of walking, dancing, gardening, swimming, cycling, yoga, Pilates can make a significant difference to your overall fitness levels, dramatically reduce stress, and make you feel more energetic, healthier, and happier. You can choose forms of exercise that are easily incorporated into your daily life. Walk or cycle to work if you can. Walk up the stairs instead of taking the lift. Get off the bus to work one or two stops, to walk one or two stops earlier, and walk the remaining distance. Regularly take, you have a dog, take your dog out for a walk regularly. If you have children, take your children to the park over the weekend, walk them to the park, or just put on some music and dance around the kitchen. You can easily just go online now these days, and there's lots of fitness programs that you can just watch from the comfort of your home. Just turn on the computer, follow the instructor to whatever it is that you enjoy doing, whether that's an online yoga class or an online cardio class or an online Pilates class. And of course, consult a doctor before embarking on any vigorous program of exercise if you are pregnant or if you are over 45 years of age, if you have a history of high blood pressure, high cholesterol levels, heart or lung disease, or if you are a heavy smoker or considerably overweight. You do have conditions. You do want to consult a doctor before engaging in any very rigorous exercise programs. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you feel inspired. Just take a walk around the block. You know, even if you could just commit to walk around the block once a day, that will really, really, really help kickstart you into enjoying physical activity, improve your mental wellness, have higher levels of energy, increase your mental stamina so that you can be more productive and have more clarity, and improve your mood levels since you're releasing all those fabulous endorphins. Okay, guys, if you enjoyed this, subscribe, share it out to your friends and family who need some wellness inspiration, and check out organic self-care products at happybeingwell.com. And happybeingwell.com also does carry some healthy snacks as well in the food and beverage section, such as pickled asparagus for those people that are on the go and you want a healthy snack. You can just have some pickled asparagus to carry with you to work. Everyone be happy being well.